All right, good morning. This is Renee Dake Wilson, Vice President of the LA City Planning Commission, here to chair your regular meeting of the City Planning Commission. Today is Thursday, March 9th. It is 8:32 a.m., and we are meeting in Los Angeles City Hall, the Council Chambers. Pleased to have you all here, as well as the illustrious volunteers that we have with us as Commissioners Samantha Millman, Dana Perlman, John Mack, and Veronica Padilla Campos. I also expect Caroline Cho to join us, but I'm not sure about Richard Katz. I don't see his nameplate up. And I know David Ambrose and Robert Ahn are missing. Actually, Robert Ahn has, I believe, left the commission. It says on the agenda that he's vacant. Good luck to his race. Step number one is the director's report, and I'd like to welcome Vince Bertone.
Thank you, Chair Dick Wilson, members of the City Planning Commission. Vince Bertone, Director of City Planning. A few things to update the commission on. First, this was a productive week for the City Council on planning issues. We had on Tuesday the West Adam Baldwin Hills Lemaire Community Plan received unanimous approval for their implementing ordinance. So the plan has been updated, as well as the zoning that goes along with it. So we're very excited about that. Also, the City Council approved the R1 variation zones earlier this week, which is right now, as you know, we have one set of zoning standards for all of the R1 zones of the city. This goes to 16 variations plus an overlay. So we're excited about that. Also, I wanted to mention, coming up on Saturday, March 18th, the Office of Historic Resources will be hosting the first of several public outreach meetings regarding a new historic context statement for Survey LA. And this will be regarding the significant historic resources associated with five Asian American communities in Los Angeles: Chinese, Filipino, Thai, Korean, and Japanese. So that will be coming up on March 18th. And one other issue I'd like to bring to the commission's attention is that, as part of Measure JJJ, one of the provisions — there are many provisions in there — one of them was for the city planning department, the planning director, to produce draft incentives for what they call transit-oriented communities. And there were certain parameters put forth and a certain deadline to have that produced by. So we will be producing that within the time frame, which is coming up fairly soon in the next few days. We will be producing the draft for a public circulation. Then, as subject to JJJ, it has to go to the City Planning Commission for the City Planning Commission's recommendation. The way the initiative appears to be written is that that recommendation is recommendation back to the planning director before final adoption of the rules. So the time frame is the one time frame in JJJ is for us as staff to produce the incentives, and then we'll go to the commission. So we will be having a circulation period. We'll produce them publicly. We'll do a public circulation period, get comments, and then present, potentially revised TOC transit-oriented communities incentives to the City Planning Commission for your formal recommendation.
Great. We really look forward to seeing how that rolls out and participating in a review capacity. I'm also excited for the March 18th event. I know a Filipino family, a longtime Filipino family of Eagle Rock, that's our friends of mine, are participating with three generations, so it's kind of fun. Are there any legal actions to report on Amy Brothers?
Renee,
Deputy City Attorney
question.
Amy Brothers.
Hang on. Dana Perlman has a question for —
sorry,
I believe
while
City
we're Tribune. Still on director's report. Wow, sorry. A lot of flags on this. A couple questions. First of all, on the last point, the JJJ, do you have a rough timeline of when you expect to release the incentives for public comment?
We'll be releasing them by early next week.
Okay. So we might be seeing this sometime in May?
Exactly. We're targeting May for that, because I think we're targeting about a 30-day circulation period for the public, and then within 30 days coming back to the CPC.
Okay. Another question I had for you is, since we had an election this week, and there was another potential impact to the planning department, which did not succeed. But there's been a lot of press and a lot of talk around City Hall about changes in the way the planning department is going to have some perhaps directives on groups that are specific designated environmental review organizations that developers are going to have to hire. I'm just wondering what the timelines are of some of these proposed changes, or if you could help enlighten us about that.
Sure. There's been some proposals that have been circulated from the City Council, I think through the mayor, regarding a few issues. One of them is how environmental review is conducted as it is currently in Los Angeles. If someone needs to go through an environmental impact report or, let's say, a mitigated negative declaration, they choose their own consultant, produce the work to the city, and we review it prior to it approving it. We are reviewing proposals, and will be could be potential action pursuant to these motions from the City Council and from the mayor, that we'd create a qualified list of consultants, so we would vet consultants. We'd put out a request for request for qualifications, vet the consultants, and then we would select the consultant who the developer would then have to hire and pay, so that we would have some quality control over consultants. And so therefore, that if we have environmental consultants that we repeatedly are not happy with the quality of their work, we could take them off the list and not have them do work. And so we feel that could really help in terms of the quality of the work that comes before this commission as well as the City Council. We're also looking at ways in terms of how do we look at general plan amendments more comprehensively. And so this has been this issue of batching, if you will, where we take the city geographically and look and either have it as when you take in the applications and review them, you look at them in their totality for that area instead of throughout the whole year. So it's something that we had done a long time ago in the department, but it moved away from, and we're actually taking that a previous concept and kind of retooling it. You know, the smaller cities in California do it. In fact, general law cities are mandated under state law to do it. But we're a charter city, so we're not, and we're obviously much larger. So we are looking at a way that we can really comprehensively look at amendments to the general plan, and that's another thing, as well as this idea that we're going to be systematically updating. We're going to be updating our citywide general plan, as well as systematically reviewing and updating all of our community plans over a six-year period of time, which we all know is a fairly aggressive schedule. And I think this commission, along with us as staff, understand the challenge of that time frame. So those are some of the main components that we're looking at.
I'm thrilled with the idea. I know it's additional staff work up front, but of coming up with a list of approved vendors, because I've always found it suspect, but it's difficult when we go through MNDs and environmental reports and we know they're prepared by vendors that are engaged and retained by the developer. We know they're reviewed by the department, but it's subjective. And so I like the idea that there be an approved list. I think that's great. I think the idea of batching would be wonderful. As we look at cumulative impact, it would be very helpful for us to be seeing these GPAs, all of the Hollywood area, all at once, and then not revisit that for a long period of time. And then finally, on the community plans, I'm wondering, I know Deputy Director Kevin Keller is here, and that's his department. I don't know if you can maybe enlighten us on where we are with community plans, when we might start seeing some proposals.
Sure thing. Kevin Keller, City Planning. As Director Vince Bertone mentioned, we are very fortunate in this year's budget. We did receive staffing to restart the community plan program that was originally going to be a 10-year cycle to update the whole city, ambitious on its own merits. As this commission knows. And so we have begun under this fiscal year hiring. We have hired planners for the first time in many, many years for our community plan program. Again, these are city-initiated projects. Most of our projects are full-cost recovery. We're certainly busy, but we haven't always had the resources to get ahead of the game and do proactive planning in these communities. So we have established a new Valley Policy Office. We have not officially kicked off a particular geography, but working through the council and mayor's support, we have now identified the six-year cycle you talked about, where instead of having three kind of operating teams that would move around the city and update three or four plans at once, we actually would have at full build out or full hiring five teams. So we might even have two teams in the Valley, three teams in kind of Metro South LA moving. So we do expect to kick off one of our Valley teams in the next 4 to 6 weeks. And that will start the clock, not on the 6 years, but on our basically 3 years per plan timeline. We do look to have some efficiencies as we look at the community plans in context with each other. You know, when we do our traffic studies, our demographic analysis, our background analysis, it's not that much more expensive or time-consuming to do two or three plans in a grouping, and that's where we expect to save a little bit of time on EIRs, not cutting quality, not cutting the process at all. They're all going to be unique and tailored plans that reflect local community values. But we do see that happening, and we'd love to keep the commission updated as we go through the budget process, because the additional teams, the two additional teams that bring us to the six-year cycle, still have to be officially approved during the budget cycle. But based on what we have heard and the council mayor's commitment, we do expect it, and we're getting ready to roll that program out. So we appreciate your help as we hopefully start bringing a whole bunch of plans this way in a little bit of time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to move on to Deputy City Attorney Amy Brothers, if you have any report to offer.
Just a quick update. The trial in the case challenging the city's environmental review of the city's hybrid industrial ordinance is going to trial later this month, and I ought to be able to report on the results of the court's ruling in the April meeting. And that's
great.
All.
Thank you. Unless there are other items of interest in the direct